Chapter 25 If Pinocchio cried much longer, the little woman thought he would melt away, so she finally admitted that she was the little fairy with azure hair. "You rascal of a marionette, how did you know it was I?" she asked, laughing. "My love for you told me who you were." "Do you remember? You left me when I was a little girl, and now you find me a grown woman. I am so old I could almost be your mother."
"I am very glad of that, for then I can call you mother instead of sister. For a long time I have wanted a mother, just like other boys. But how did you grow so quickly?"
"That's a secret."
"Tell it to me. I also want to grow a little. Look at me. I have never grown higher than a penny's worth of cheese."
"But you can't grow," answered the fairy.
"Why not?"
"Because marionettes never grow. They are born marionettes, they live marionettes, and they die marionettes."
"Oh, I'm tired of always being a marionette," cried Pinocchio disgustedly. "It's about time for me to grow into a man as everyone else does."
"And you will if you deserve it."
"Really? What can I do to deserve it?"
"It's a very simple matter. Try to act like a well-behaved child."
"Don't you think I do?"
"Far from it. Good boys are obedient, and you, on the contrary—"
"And I never obey,"